This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome to Dish Nation! And my papi Chewy, he and Frank will be joining us later, but my ATL family is all here. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's up, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, Sherry? All right, listen, if you are coming for Adele, you better come correct, honey, and we have all that tea coming up.
I know that's right, girl, and Chris Pratt's Guardians of the Galaxy character Star-Lord is spreading the love, baby. We'll explain, but head crack, what's cracking?
All right, Gary, now don't get your thongs all in a bunch when I tell you this story, but your strange cousin, Meghan Markle, as you like to call her, Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, is now a barista. Hell no, wait a minute, head crack, baby. I know she is not, honey, a coffee shop barista.
A what?
Well, sort of, kind of, not really held to the nah. Let me explain. Now, the princess now has a line of super lattes blended with oat milk called Clever Blends. And according to Oprah, who is neighbors with the royals, the $28 bag of latte mix is absolutely delicious. Check it out.
So we have this lovely Christmas basket.
Father.
Claw. And you have yourself a golden super latte.
Well, that's not our only hustle. Meghan, along with her husband, Prince Harry, also have inked a podcast partnership deal with Spotify.
Okay.
Now, the Royal Highnesses will produce content that will spotlight diverse perspectives and voices, and they even have a holiday episode that's going to be premiering later this month.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Secure the bag then. Okay.
It's amazing what happens when you lose all of your royal funds. You get so creative in how you got to work and bring in money. I love it.
Yes,
Sherry, you also become that friend that starts using your friendships, because she clearly just sent this to Oprah and was like, can you post this for me?
Well, I'm upset that they went to Oprah. I'm very upset. I would not believe that Meghan would even go to Oprah, honey. She's a royal. She has just as much as Oprah. Why would you go to Oprah and beg for her to do your coffee?
She's not a so royal anymore. She is our queen now.
And Gary, who's she gonna go to?
All she has to do is show up. She's not like you, Sherry, a commoner. She just needs to show up and people will buy her coffee.
Y'all, so moving on, let me tell you something. You better make sure if you put news out in these streets about Adele, it's true, honey, because she will sue that ass, okay?
Uh-oh.
Let me tell y'all, so back in October, the British tabloid The Sun reported that singer Chris Brown and her were in London, honey, having a secret rendezvous together. They claimed to see Breezy was seen leaving Adele's house at a booty call hour, 2 a.m., right?
Ooh.
Well, y'all, it turns out that it was all a lie, and The Sun has since paid damages to Adele and issued an apology. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Portia, you are a part of the British heritage sometimes. Why don't you please read the apology for us, darling?
On 11 and 12 October, we reported that Chris Brown paid a late night visit to Adele at her home in London. In fact, Adele has only met Chris Brown once at the Grammy Awards several years ago. We accept our article was incorrect and a breach of her privacy. Damages have been paid to Adele, and we apologize to her for the distress to her cost?
Now, I want to know what kind of money they gave her. The apology was good, but I want to know what kind of money she got. I kind of was hoping that it was a kind of a booty call. I like the fact that Adele didn't send some little young one over to have a little rendezvous with her and it's Chris Brown. I was getting titillated by that.
I was really looking forward to seeing Adele bust out some dance moves Chris Brown style because it seems like she assimilates the characteristics or whoever she's like connected to.
Yes.
Remember when she had those Bantu knots when she was dating Skepta allegedly?
And can y'all imagine a collaboration between the two of them? It would be so fine.
Now, y'all know she is reported dating, honey, that British rapper Skepta, honey. Does y'all think that he made her handle this situation? Because, honey, he is of African descent, and African men do not like it if there are European women playing over. So they make them, honey, bring it to the light.
Have y'all seen Skepta?
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't have to say a word, okay? The way he putting it down and she picking it up, she picked up that phone and called him and said, retract it immediately. Okay?
Because, yes,
baby, I wouldn't want to mess that
and
up.
And you know, Portia, she was Scepter, so you know she called him. She said, retract it, bitch.
So, head crack, honey. There's a little rainbow action going on, honey, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yes, bitch. Peter Quill, better known as Star-Lord. Well, honey, he likes a little bit of this and that because he's bisexual, honey.
Yes, Gary. I heard Marvel dropped the new comic book Guardian of the Galaxy #9, which reveals Star-Lord's sexual orientation. Now, the comic has a scene with two blue humanoids who chase him down. Then at first, Star-Lord denies their advances, but finally, they snatch him from his wife and all three bathe together. And check this out. Star-Lord says, you're my home. And one of the humanoids replied, the you that was is over. I mean, what kind of hotness is this?
Bitch, that sounds like her Atlanta Star-Lord got turned up, boo.
Let me tell you
that was is over.
Yeah, I'm just about to say, Brandon, if somebody gonna turn me out, I need them to say that to me. The you that was is over, okay?
Gary, what do you think, Gary, about auditioning for one of the humanoids? And if you get the part, you'll be co-starring right next to Chris Pratt. What you think, Gary? You excited?
Well, Brad, I would rather audition for an asteroid instead of a humanoid, but yeah, humanoid would be good. And I would love to play next to Chris Pratt.
You are an asteroid, Gary.
All right, y'all. Now, if you're into video games, you might be able to relate to this story. They can be highly addictive. Well, Connecticut mom Jessica Johnson thought she had been the victim of fraud when she got bills adding up to $16,000. After all this research, she realized it was her 6-year-old son, George. He was playing the game Sonic Forces on an iPad, and he bought add-ons in the game that ranged anywhere from $1.99 to $99.99 each.
Oh, you kidding?
Now, Jessica said, it was like my 6-year-old was doing lines of cocaine and doing bigger and bigger hits.
Yeah.
By the time Jessica and her bank found out what the charges were, Apple wouldn't reverse the charges because it had been over 60 days.
Oh, no.
And it gets worse, y'all. Jessica is now unable to pay her family's mortgage.
So wait a minute, this 6-year-old gonna have her family homeless? Her 6-year-old?
No, the struggle is real because I've been in a situation before where my kid, like, he like ran up probably like, it was like probably $237 worth of charges playing Roblox, right?
Mm.
To get these things called Robux. Mm-hmm. So I hit Apple up. I'm like, yo, please, it was a mistake. I didn't approve these charges.
Mm-hmm.
They was kind enough to give me back $17.
If my daughter did this, it would change the course of her life because she wouldn't go to college. I'd be like, you spent it on video games. So you're not going to college.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, up next, Britney Spears is facing off against ASAP Rocky. Oh, okay, not really. But they both got songs that we're going to talk about right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we all know ASAP Rocky is in deep with our girl Rihanna, but he's also going deep with a new track. Oh, yeah. Fans discovered the new music in the video game Cyberpunk 2077. Now, the song appears to be called Flaco Loco, but check out the message that's in this verse.
When I was younger, man, I wish that I was light-skinned. Now I wouldn't trade the world for my skin. I surpass what you could do inside your lifespan. So just give me a little credit like a white man.
Okay, ASAP.
Okay.
We hear you.
Yo, HK, you're a huge gamer. I know this. What do you think about dropping a track like this in a video game? Is it a good way to get the message across? I think so.
Chewy, the game is dope, and it's so hard that I haven't even finished creating my character yet.
Oh, my God.
But far as thought-provoking things, you got to meet the people where they at. So I put this up there with, Beyonce doing what she did at the Super Bowl.
Right.
And any other time people made a political statement when you have everyone's attention. And I think he found the power in his melanin, as life went on. So I'm glad he was able to express that. So dope for him.
Sherry, are you surprised that a man can experience the same issues with colorism just like women?
You know what, Brett? To hear the lyrics, I was like, dang. Because I even remember, within our culture, we was into the light-skinned dudes. Remember, if you didn't look like El DeBarge, you wasn't nothing.
Okay.
Wesley Snipes Chico was just depressed for a minute. Yeah, you had to be Chico.
I feel like now the way he feels about liking his skin, now the light-skinned brothers wish they was dark. Because when Al B. Sure was popping, and we're all in the head going,
night and day.
But now, all the light-skinned guys, nobody want to date the light-skinned guys.
Oh. Okay, yeah, poor man. Drake. Drake trying to get a baby with somebody. He like, dad.
Trying to give it to Rihanna.
Show me some love.
She don't want it.
Well, sticking with the new songs, it's time for Blast It or Trash It. And it seems like the year 2000 because today we're going to check out a new collab from Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys. The song is called Matches. Yes, girl. And it's from the new deluxe reissue of Britney's 2016 album, Glory. So let's see what we think. All right, take a listen.
Like playing with matches, matches, matches. This might leave some damage, damage, damage. Not the kind of damage, damage, damage. Like playing with matches.
It's Britney, bitch.
This is good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not bad, Portia, but our resident Britney expert, Brat, I need to know, what do you think? Should we blast this or should we trash it? What's
Come on,
you?
Brittany.
Like playing with matches, something burns fire. I want something different. Do Brittany. Same voice, but something different, you know?
Oh.
So
this would be trash for me.
Blast it. Love Britney. I've always loved Britney. I gotta love it. Love it, love it. Blast it all day, every day.
Blast
Get it,
it.
Britney.
Trash.
Leave Britney alone.
You gotta blast in the trash.
Leave her alone.
You just want some ass, Chewy. You want to call you and be like, hi, Chewy, I love you.
That's all I want. That's all I want,
y'all, it's deal time, and today we got the Serene Dream Microfiber Sheet Set. Now, this spa collection of sheets is crafted and refined for the ultimate in soothing serenity.
The double-brushed and luxuriously soft microfiber sheet set includes one fitted sheet, one flat sheet, and two pillowcases.
They're made with premium materials that are hypoallergenic and wrinkle-free right out the dryer. This means that they are a lavish way to end the day.
And they come in beautiful colors of white, blue, graphite, and ecru. So, Haircrack, how are they?
Get ready to tuck yourself in because these sheets have been seen as high as $50. But for the Dish Nation viewers, they're only $19.
Ooh.
You know what to do. Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, honey, we ain't done with the music yet. Regina Hall dropped a new track too, baby, and she's got a message for all you bitches. So come right back.
Damn.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Good. Welcome back. Welcome back. Look, Chewy, we have Frankie Baby in the building. Hey, Frank.
Yes, I'm here. It's good to see you both.
All right. So my girl, Regina Hall, I love this girl. She just climbed over the hill. And I say that because she turned 50 and she is looking fabulous.
Mm. Wow, 50.
Chewy, usually when a woman turns 50, they feel some type of way. But it looks and sounds like Regina is enjoying being a beautiful old bitch. Take a look.
Bitch is old today. I passed half my life expectancy. A bitch is old today. But I've been told I still got good today. So shout out to all my old bitches.
And shout out to all my young bitches.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Come on, 50 where, Regina? I mean, Regina, you may be an old bitch, but you look amazing.
You guys, I'm the youngest out of the group, and all of you are very, very old. did you guys feel like this when you guys turned 50?
I love being in my 50s. It is the best time of my life. Mm. Oprah said, your 50s are what you are meant to be. It is what you are going to do. It is the best years of your life.
Time flies by when you're 50 years old. Before we know, we're going to be 60, Sherry. Before that, we'd be 70.
I don't know what your look like at 70. Your 50s,
hey,
it's still good, good. Yeah.
You're gonna get a laser down there today. You're gonna get a laser down there today.
All right. Keeping this train moving here. After performing on stages across the world as a singer for the past 10 years, Cody Simpson is now heading to the Olympic trials for swimming.
Yes.
He shared the exciting news on social media by posting a photo, and I'll read some of his caption. He said, I just qualified for my first Olympic trials.
Wow.
After only 5 months back in the water, I was able to take out a win and secure a spot at next year's Australian Olympics trials.
Wow.
In the 100th fly.
Oh, hey, so, Cody.
Sure, let's give it up for Cody.
Yes.
Going after his dream. He and Miley Cyrus were together, and they broke up. Do you think this is part of that get over Miley, get in the pool?
For this guy to be in the pool for 5 months and to qualify, you know, to possibly represent his country in the Olympics is a huge feat, man.
But this just tells me that everybody handles pain differently, because remember when Forrest Gump was hurt? He started running, and
he
ran back and forth across
the country
several times. Cody just started swimming, and he started
swimming,
and now he's going to the Olympics.
You know, that just confuses me, Frank, because when I'm in pain, and I break up, I just eat.
Sherry, you used to do that, but now you know how to swim, right?
Yeah, I learned how to
swim.
Do
you think there's a chance that maybe we'll see Sherry in the 50 freestyle Olympic
trials? I think so. We should make that happen, Frank.
Frank and Chewy, if you put a donut at the end of the deep end, I will get to it faster than anyone. Coming up, Gilbert Arenas has no chill when it comes to taking pictures with a fan. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Former NBA star, my buddy Gilbert Arenas, gave his opinion on his podcast, the No Chill Podcast, about celebs taking pictures with fans even while they're out with their families. Take a look at what he had to say.
If you're at dinner and someone wants to take a picture, you're like, oh, I'm you know, having a quiet time with my family. Stop.
Right.
Just take a picture. Then go back to eating.
Well, maybe when not you get during home, dinner. I have a problem with that. Not during, when I'm with the man's eating.
He caught me before I was getting ready to, you know, I looked down and he's like, oh, wait, I'm probably never going to see you again. This is my only chance.
I think Gilbert has nailed it. Yes, I'm glad that he was enlightened to the fact that you got to treat your fans right, because no fans equals no funds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when they want to come up
and
get your autograph or take a picture, I mean, I even up at a notch. I've had sex with fans who just wanted a picture.
Oh, Frank, wow.
I leave them something memorable. Children.
I by no means consider myself a celebrity, but anytime I go to Vons or I'm at a supermarket or out and people stop me and want to chat with me and interact and take a picture, I'm all open to that. I love it.
When Prince came on The View, I was so excited to see Prince. He's one of my favorite artists. And I said, Prince, can I get a picture with you? And he said, I don't take pictures.
Was he afraid the picture would steal his soul?
I don't know, but it devastated me when he said no, because I'm like, I'll never see you again, Prince. So I told him I wanted to make love to him, and I just wanted the picture. Maybe that's why he said no. Maybe I shouldn't have said, Prince, I wanted to make love to you.
No.
Yeah, that probably, don't do that.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.